This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Maniro akanaka vatereri, tinosangana zvakare maniro anhasi uri musi wemugovera nyamavhuvhu 27, 2016. Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 6065 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa paindaneti pawebsite yedu inoti www.voashona.com. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC nchiti hezvinei zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Kugadziriswa kuripo chete ndekwekuti izvo pange paine utongi hunonzwa vanhu. Vanhu vawanirwe mukana wokusarudza utungamiriri hwenyika hwavanoda ivo kwete hwekumanikidzwa.
Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe voshorwa nevamwe nekubuda munyika vakananga kuKenya, kunyange hazvo munyika musina kugadzikana.
Vakuru vakuru muhurumende nemagovernment ministries havazi kubatwa semabatirwo anoitwa maordinary residents, ekuti vanhu vanosungwa, vanhu vanotorerwa mbatya dzavo dzakafanana nemidziyo yemumba.
Masangano evagari mumadhorobha anoti hurumende nemakurukota ayo vanofanira kuti vabhadhare zvikwereti kumakanzuru kuti makanzuru aya ashande zvakanaka. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe avo vakasimuka munyika nezuro vakananga kuKenya kumusangano weTokyo International Conference on African Development kana kuti TICAD vari kushorwa zvakanyanya nevamwe vanhu munyika vachiti vakabuda munyika musina kugadzikana zvakanaka. Izvi zvinotevera mhirizhonga yakaitika muHarare nezuro. VaMugabe vakati mhirizhonga iyi iri kukonzerwa nevenyika dzekunze. Asi vemapato anopikisa vakaronga kuratidzira uku vanoti vaMugabe vakundikana kutonga uye kwave kuda utungamiri hutsva. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata vaDouglas Mahia, vanhu vamutauriri weZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, tikatanga nekuvabvunza kuti zvinhu zvigadzikane munyika chii chingada kuitwa.
Kugadziriswa kuripo chete ndekwekuti izvo pange paine utongi hunonzwa vanhu. Vanhu vawanirwe mukana wokusarudza utungamiriri hwenyika hwavanoda ivo kwete hwekumanikidzwa.
Tanga tichinzwawo kuti mambenge muchida kuita musangano wakazoitwa here, wakafamba sei?
Wakaitwa musangano nezuro. Tikatenderana kuti isusu sevarwiri vorusununguko tiri kurutivi rwevanhu, nokuti ndiko kwatakabva, ndiko kwatinogara. Nhamo inoonekwa nevanhu ndiyo yatinoona isu. Izvi zvekuti kune hurumende yevanhu vashoma vanongodya vachiguta, hatigoni kuendai kuno kuti nesuwo tinayo nzara yacho.
Saka pane zvamuri kumboedzawo kuita here kuti mutaure naivo vakuru vehurumende kana kuti hapasisina chaakuitika?
Isuzvo zvatichatonzwiki kwazvachese, ivo ndo vanoziva, maG40 ndo vanoti vanoziva. Zvatinotaura zvingataurwa nevanhu, hapasisina zvavanonzwa. Vanonzwa zvavanotaura ivo, vanobvuma nhema dzavanozvinyemera. Zvanyorwa, hazvicharambi, zvingatore nguva yakareba, but zvichatongoitika chete.
VaDouglas Mahia ndiwo mutauriri wesangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, vanga vachitaura vari parunare muHarare. Direct from Washington, the Voice of America, VOA. Mukuru wesangano rechitungwiza Residents Association vaMavela Sikumalo vakurudzira hurumende kuti ibhadhare zvikwereti kumakanzuru kuti akwanise kushanda zvakanaka. Mapazi ehurumende akawanda ari kutadza kubhadhara zvikwereti kumadhorobha zvapa kuti makanzuro akawanda atadze kuwanisa vanhu mvura nezvimwe zvinodiwa. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata vaKumalo.
tiku gununa nekuti kazhinji kana isina kubhadhara hurumende zvinotibata isusu sevagari nekuti mari dzedu dzatine tichibhadhara shoma idzodzo dzodzine dzakupatsanurwa patsanurwa kuti dzikwane administration nezvimwewo zvinofanirwa kuita kuti zvibatsire magariro edu yatingati pachirungu service delivery kuti mvura iuye kuti marara atakurwe nezvimwewo zvakadaro maclinics edu emu nzvimbo dzatinogara malocal clinics kuti abatsirikane wawane mishonga nezvimwe mari iyoyo inenge yakuwandirwa asi isu tichiziva zvedu kuti hurumende ndo imwe isiri kubhadhara iri kuowa malocal authorities mari zhinji.
Imi makatoendesawo here tsamba yenyunyuto kuhurumende?
Zvatakaita takanyora gwaro kuministry yelocal government kuti tizivise kuti itibatsire sezvo iriyo inoona nezvekutongwa kwehurumende dzemumatunhu kusanganisira malocal authorities kuti ibatsire pavanoendawo kucabinet ikoko minista vonotaurawo nevamwe vavo kuitira kuti magovernment departments nemaministries vange vachiziva danho iri kuti tiri kushungurudzika zvakarewo ngavachitora danho rekuti vaite.
Mukuru wesangano rechitungwiza Residents Association vamavhela Skumalo vari parunare kuchitungwiza. Muchirongwa chatinotaura nevari kumaruwa nasi tirikwa nemamwe kugokwe tine hurukuro namukoma Patrick Matesanwa. Tatanga nekuvabvunza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munharaunda yavo.
Zvaraone zvinhu zvangu darodaroyo hazvigari zvirinonesa mukoma bleti hurumende inogoti pawo chibazo batiosaga faizi pazvinejo kana vamwe vanenge vachizvishaya kana hazvezvironesa nekutambudza.
Ko vakwegura nevakaremara vari kuwanawo here chikafu?
Ipapo pafaizi ivavo ndo panenge pachisanganisirawo vakwegura nevakaremarawo ndo panenge pachisanganisirawo saka zvoreva kuti kana vhileji kange ine vanhu faizi vakaremara nevakwegura ndo vanenge kwana ivavo vamwe vavanenge vasina kudaro kuti kuti havachatowani havana chavo chawana.
Saka vanhu vari kurarama sei munharaunda yenyu?
Tingoraramawo kuti dzimwe nguva ukavanenge vakarimawo miriwo vanhu vachingotengesawo nematomatisi asi vanotenga vacho haunotoona kuti idambudziko sazvo zviri zvekungotamburirawo.
Muriwo nematomatisi aya munee muchitengesa mari chaizvo?
Matomatisi nemuriwo tinge tichingotiwo dollar for two kana rigaloni rematomatisi rinenge richinzi 5 rand kana ari bhandi remuriwo anenge achinzi 5 rand asi anenge akati kurewo zvekuti munhu akurumidza atenga asi zvinge zvire zvabva nekuti vatengi vacho vanenge vachitonetsa kuti vawane vamutenga vavo.
Munenge muchitengesera kupi apa?
Tinongotombotengeserawo munzvimbo dzinenge dzakati kuhweyo zvishomawo sekuti uko kwedu kwane mangotombofamba tichienda kumwe kunonzi kumayonyo ndoku vanoita sekuti vakati kuhweyo kure nekubva kwatee tiri kuti tiende ikoko zvekuti unogona kushera muchero wese wezuva wosvikotengerwa kana kana magaloni maviri ematomatisi ichininzi inenge waine 4 kg dzechibazi saka zvogona kutora nguva saka wotozopedzeraona kutidzoka futi kumba inenge zverimwerezuva futi inenge rakatozara.
Avo vanga vari mukoma Patrick Matesanwa vekugokwe vanga vachitaura vari parunare kugokwe kwakare.
Inini ndinoitwa Shintoman aka Romeo Anthony the Dancer Fada makaterera Studio 7.
Iko zvino yasvika nguva yekuti tichimboenda kuna Marvelous Mhlanganya uye achitipa chirongwa Women's Forum.
Chingamidzai nemufaro vateereri muchirongwa chenyu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi mupenyu. Chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndiri muWashington. Nhasi taita rombo rakanaka kunge tiine hurukuro nemutevedzeri wemutungamiri wesangano reRural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe Muzvare Tandiwe Dube. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu Muzvare Dube.
Tinotenda chose.
Muzvare Dube, mungatitsananguro nyaya yechirongwa chamuri kuita imi kumamisha chekuratidzira sevarairidzi vanogara kumamisha kuti chiri kufamba sei?
Tivara iri zvino gara mamisha takatanga yatakati 200 kilometer walk nemusi wemande takatanga nekuendesa petition yedu kumahofisi anoita nezvedzidzo pamutawatawa saka takambosangana nematambudziko kuti svikira gwaro redu ratambirwa vachinonoka vakambotidaidzira vemutemo tikatombofundidzirwa chaizvo tikanzwa muda kuita zvazvitenderwi uyezve dai matozvirega nekuti mungatoguma maamagamba mumakuva enyu asi ini takangoramba tichingoripo kusvika vaogashira gwaro redu vakatidhindi vatikabva asi takatoswerapo nokuti takazotobvapo kumapasti 4 tobva tatanga kufamba kubva kutawatawa tichikwidza musi wemuvhuro takasvika tikawakemba pane chimwe chikoro ndobva tazosimudzira rwendo rwedu nechipiri nechipiri ndopatakazoteverwa tasvika pamashambanaka ataida kuvata musi wechipiri
chii chakazoitika apo makateverwa uyezve imi munofungidzira kuti ndiani aikuteverai
vaititeera takaziva vaviri nokuti tatambovaona kumutawatawa nomumvura ataedza kuendesa gwaro redu umwe wacho anga akambodzidza nomumwe wedu kuyunivhesiti saka ndobva ati varume dai matobva panapa muinde mutoenda kudzimba dzenyu ipatakaona kuti hapasei futi tidi tivate ipapo ndokuzofamba kuenda kuvanakiwa tasvika kwanakiwa tasvika pane vamwewo mavhillages anga kutobatsira kugadzira chikafu chemanhere tagadzira kudaro ndovakazosvikazve zvakare sezvino vanga va6 tibva pane vakomana vanga varipo vangodaidzwa daidzwa mhene pamwe mayouth kana kuti mai tibva vambotitsigira nechimwe chitoro china kunyatsopera zvitibvunzurudza vachidii vakatoda kutovakatona foni saka inii semunhu anga asingachanyanyatsonzwi zvakanaka ndobva ndapodi ndokuita sendafenda kana kuti ndakangoita blackout kumbogara ndakadai saka vamwe vanga buda ndobva vamwe mavhillages atati nawo ndobva vatichitora mosi ndandine chimwana chidiki ndobva vanditora ndokunovata kumaraini nechitatu mangwanani ndopandakazofonerwa nevecsu vachiti nokuti purezidendi vanga vakondakta kuti muzvaro hatinai hachahwe zvakanaka ndobva vanditi ndikwiye ndivekupi kumurewa kumurewa ndokwandakazotorwa ndikawisiwa kuHarare kuzomborapwa saka ndakarapwa pari zvino ndokwandikurapiwa
pari zvino muri kunzwa sei uyezve mwana ari kupi
mwana ndinaye inini iye zvino asi ndichiri kunzwa kungopera simba pari zvino zvava nani pazuva ranhasi zvinhu zviri nani
tiri kunzwa zvekuti makazvitakura
ndizvo zvinokuti chimwana chandinacho haasi mwana wangu muzukuru
pari zvino muri kufunga kuti muchaita sei semudzimai akazvitakura uyezve muri kuchengeta muzukuru
ndandine tarisiro kuti dai ava vafamba tasangana navo tisvike muHarare zvitese kuitira kuti chinangwa chatakasimukira kubva kudzimba chibudirire manje ivo vaizvo vambobatwa kumurewa
zvii zvinangwa imi semadzimai zvamakasimukira
chandakanyasimukira kubasa kwedu nenyaya yematernity leave nokuti munhu akangobva kucollege zvinonzi haatenderwi kuchapamuviri nokuti anoenda kuunpaid leave saka izvozvo ndo zvimwe zvatiri kurwira kuti nemhaka yei asi vamwe vedu vashandi vehurumende vanotendewa uyezve tine mastudent teachers mari yavo yakagurwa vakutambira mari shoma asi vamwe vapurisa kana manesi varingopiwa mari dzavo dzakadii dzakakwana isusu varayiridzi sei tichibatsirirwa uye nenyaya yerural allowance inotarisira kuti dai yakwidzwawo sedzimwe nyikawo kuitira kuti upenyu hwedu kumaruzevha huite huri nani
aiwa nguva yedu ndiyo yaita shanje tinokutendai muzvare Tandi weDube kunge manga muinesu pano pachirongwa chedu chinotarisa zvinosangana nevanhukadzi muupenyu
matenda
chirongwa ichi munochipakurirwa neni Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye ndiri muWashington.
Tinotenda Marvelous.
Tine chiziviso chakakosha pamusoro pekushanduka kwechirongwa chedu. Kubva nemusi wemuvhuro nyamavhuvhu 29 Studio 7 inenge isatepfenyura mururimi rwechirungu. Asi zvakadaro nhau dzechirungu dzichange dzotepfenyurwa pazvirongwa zveVOA English to Africa. Africa News Tonight kubva muvhuro kusvika chishanu koti wemugovera nesvondo pachirongwa cheNightline Africa. Studio 7 icharamba ichitepfenyura nechirungu chirongwa cheLive Talk icho chawedzerwa nguva yekutepfenyura kuenda paawa imwe chete. Munokwanisawo kuramba muchiwana nhau dzezviri kuitika muZimbabwe pawebhusaiti yedu. Tcharamba tichitepfenyura nechishona nendevele kubva muvhuro kusvika chishanu pamwe nemugovera nesvondo apo tawedzerawo nguva yechirongwa kuenda pamaminitsi 30. Kuti munzwe nguva dzatinotepfenyura pamwe nemasaisai amunotibata endai pawebhusaiti yedu inoti www.voashona.com.
Iko zvino tochienda kuna Jonga Kandemiri achitipa chirongwa hupenyu hwedu.
Ndinokutambirai nemufaro muchirongwa chedu hupenyu hwedu. Umo tinotarisa zvatinosangana nazvo muupenyu. Anokuunzirai chirongwa ichi ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC. Nasi tiri kutarisa nezve gwaro rinonzi rakaburitswa nekomiti yeparamende inona nezve madzimai kuenzaniswa kwemikana pamwe nebudiriro kana kuti Women Affairs, Gender and Community Development. Iyo inonzi vana vakawanda vari kuroorwa vasati vabva zera zvikuru mudunhu reMashonaland Central. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi tine mutungamiri wesangano revanhurume revarume zvinurai Vukani Madhodha vatemba Nzounhenda. Tinogamuchirai nemufaro pastudio 7 vaNzounhenda.
Mufaro wangu kuve pachirongwa.
VaNzounhenda, nhasi tati tikubateiwo imi vesangano revarume zvinurai Vukani Madhodha. Tinzwewo kuti munoti pamusoro pegwaro irori.
Gwaro iri tinoritambira, hatidi kumhanyira kuriramba nenhau yekuti zvinhu zvakadaro zvinogona kunge zvichiitika. Asi chinogona kunge chichiitika ndechekuti panogona kuzoveo zvapo nemanhamba kana kuti mafigures anenge ari a bit exaggerated. Nekuti maresearches akatoitwa akatokomishinwa nehurumende ari kutoratidzawo kuti zvakadaro futi zviri kuitikawo kuvanakomana.
Komiti iri kutiwo yakaona kuti munguva dzakawanda kana kuti muzviitiko zvakawanda vana vasikana ivava vari kupinda pabonde nevanhu vanganzi mapublic figure vangava muhurumende, muchipurisa, varairidzi nevamwe vakadaro, hanzi kutosanganisirawo nhengo dzedare reparamende.
Tinozvishora zvikuru kuti vanhu vatinotarisira kuti ndo vangange vachitungamirira matunhu kana kuti vachanganga vachitungamirira pakuchengetedzwa kana kuti pakukosheswa kwemitemo yedu vanowanikwa vachiita zvinhu zvakadaro. Asi ndinodzoka futi pakuti hatizofi takasolva problem yezvizvi zviri kuitika kana tikaramba takatarisa saidi rimwe chete nekusatarisa futi zvikonzero zvinoita kuti zvinhu zvakadaro zviitike. Kune vakadzi vakuru vari kuabhusa vanakomana vadiki. Kune varume vakuru vari kuabhusa vana vadiki vari below 18. Saka mutemo wedu kana kuti tichiita maresearch aya ngatizoitei kana pachive necomparison inoratidza kuti hongu tatarisa vasikana, ko vakomana vachambori affected vakamira zvakadii. Zvinoita kuti nyika izove neresearch ende igove nemaintervention measures anobatsira wese anonzi mwana muZimbabwe.
Totarisawo imi sesangano, zvii zvamuri kuitawo panyaya dzakanangana naidzodzi dzekuti vanhu vapiwe dzidziso pamusoro pekuipa kwekuenda pabonde nemwana angava musikana mukomana asi asati abva zera?
Ndingati chekutanga chatiri kunyanyoita ndechekuti tanga tichikurudzirana neparliament yedu kuti pane mutemo uri kunzi age of consent nemarriage age inove 18, age of consent iri 16. Tanga tichizama kukurudzira hurumende yedu kuti dai ya alaina izvozvo nenhau yekuti tiri kubvumidza vana vedu kuti vabvume pavanosvika 16 years. Asi tozovarambidza kuti vakabvuma kuindulge kana kuti kuita zvepabonde vaine 16, 17 years. Akaita izvozvo hatisi kuzomubvumidza kuti atore aite take responsibility yemaactions ake. Asi tinozoona kuti izvozvo zvinoisa mwanasikana padisadvantage yekuti anomitiswa aine 17 years.
Aiwa vateereri, tasvika kumagumo kwechirongwa chedu uye tinokutendai vaNzounhenda nekuwana nguva yekutaura nesu pachirongwa chedu chinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwedu vana veZimbabwe.
Tatenda hangu.
Manga makateerera kuna vatemba Nzounhenda vanove mutungamiri wesangano revarume zvinurai Vukani Madhodha muchirongwa chedu upenyu hwedu. Umwe tinotarisa zviri kuitika muupenyu hwedu. Chirongwa ichi munochipiwa neni wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ngatisanganei zvakare svondo rinouya. Ndokusiyai maoko aBlessing Zulu.
Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa misoro yenhau zvakare. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe voshorwa nekubuda munyika vakananga kuKenya kunyange hazvo munyika zvinhu zvisina kugadzikana. Masangano evagari mumadhorobha anoti hurumende nemakurukota ayo vanofanira kuti vabhadhare zvikwereti kumakanzuru kuti ashande zvakanaka. Tabva tasvika kumagume echirongwa chedu chanhasi. Anokuonekai nemufaro ndini wenyu Blessing Zulu. Tokusiyai mina Gibbs Dube munhau dzechirungu.
Thanks, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, August 27th, 2016. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Here are our top stories this evening. A ZANU-PF member of parliament claims that whites are causing unrest in Zimbabwe. Female soccer medics say they are being ill-treated by players and fans, and as usual, we'll focus on issues affecting women. Stay tuned. A ZANU-PF member of parliament claims that disgruntled whites are sabotaging Zimbabwe's economy in order to cause unrest in the country. Speaking in a Studio 7 political panel featuring MTCT lawmaker Tabita Kumalo, ZANU-PF lawmaker Joseph Chuma claimed that their aim is to ensure that ZANU-PF is removed from power.
It's not a secret that obviously the white people, the financial muscle, and they are pulling that muscle right now on us, and unfortunately to the detriment of our citizens, of all Zimbabweans actually. So we need to have Honorable Kumalo and her team to start speaking positively about Zimbabwe, to start engaging their friends, the whites, to come in with respect. Understand, the indemnization law is not bad. It's not saying that you take somebody's company for free. No, we don't say that. And it has been clarified, and the president spoke about it. People speak about it every time. Even when you look at the system, like especially when it comes to natural resources, all we have said is that the 51.9 says that the resources are ours. When you come in to extract them, we must remain with something. But we are not taking anything for free. The shares that are being spoken about are going to be paid for. So that investor will not have lost anything, because at the end of the day, they will recoup their money, they will get their money, and it's a win-win situation for everybody. Let's treat each other as equals and have that mutual respect and understanding of each other. We are not out to take anybody's company for free. If anybody comes in to invest, if they're going to have a local partner, which is normal in any other country, go to South Africa, go to Botswana, you always need a local partner, but that local partner must pay up the shares that they're going to hold. It's not going to be taken for free. And all these things have been explained. But you find Honorable Kumalo now saying that you want to grab for free. This is the kind of misinformation that is not doing good for us in Zimbabwe, because we are misinforming the world. We are misinforming the investor. How does the investor come in now? I expected the Honorable to understand that, because she sits in parliament and she knows those things. And she's the one who's supposed to be going out there to propagate it and to explain it to people, so that people understand. And when they come knowing that nobody is going to take anything for free, because it has never been said that. The Industrialization Act does not say that too.
Honorable Kumalo, just briefly. Yes.
I am not a believer of Zim Asset. I think you are just daydreaming. Just take this thing and throw it in the beam. And secondly, I am not a member of ZANU-PF to go outside the world and campaign for your Zuma set, because I don't belong to your party. And being in government, I'm in the opposition, and I'm moving my party ideology and agenda. The closure of companies. Let's forget about the companies that are owned by whites. What's happened to the government parastatals? Why are they closing down, streaming down? They are just ghost places. Those are government properties. Where are we missing it? Let's say the white man closed down because he's white, he doesn't like Zimbabweans. The parastatals don't belong to the white man, they belong to the Zimbabweans. And anyway, if we're talking of us on the issue of the indigenization, if I have to buy shares, I have to buy shares like you said. Where the hell do I get the money from? As we speak today, we are only allowed $50. There are no transactions external or internal. So where does this Zimbabwean person who is a vendor buy shares, 51% shares from a company when he doesn't even own a bed? And then the issue, you got political independence, but we are saying we did not free ourselves after the political independence, because economically this country was ticking when we took over, and we started looting, and today we are suffering because of your looting.
That was MTCT lawmaker Tabita Kumalo. You also heard from Joseph Chuma, ZANU-PF Member of Parliament for Pelindaba Mpopoma.
We have an important programming change announcement. Effective Monday, August 29th, 2016, Studio 7 will stop its English program. However, English news on Zimbabwe will continue to be broadcast on VOA's English to Africa programs, Africa News Tonight, Monday through Friday, and Nightline Africa, Saturday and Sunday. Studio 7 will continue programming in English on Live Talk, which has been expanded to 1 full hour. You will also be able to get Zimbabwean news on our website and Facebook. We will continue broadcasting in Shona and Ndebele Monday through Friday, and on Saturday and Sunday, where we have expanded Shona and Ndebele programs to 30 minutes. For broadcast times and frequencies, please visit our website, www.voazimbabwe.com. That's www.voazimbabwe.com.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
According to the State Department's annual International Religious Freedom Report, religiously motivated persecution continues to be perpetrated by governments and by violent extremist groups, such as Boko Haram and ISIL, also known as Daesh, around the world. The 2015 report, released last week, highlights in particular the worrisome prevalence of blasphemy and apostasy laws, which fully one quarter of the world's countries have on the books. Governments use these laws to tighten their regulatory grip on religious groups, particularly on minority religious groups and religions which are viewed as not traditional to that specific country. In his introduction to the report, Ambassador-at-Large for International Religious Freedom David Saperstein noted that the existence of these laws has been used by governments in too many cases to intimidate, repress religious minorities, and governments have too often failed to take appropriate steps to prevent societal violence sparked by accusations of blasphemy and apostasy. Ambassador Saperstein explains that even if accusations of blasphemy or apostasy turn out to be untrue, governments will often fail to act to hold the accusers accountable. The purpose of this annual report is not to lecture, but to shine a light on these problems and find ways to resolve them. The report also serves as an objective and comprehensive resource for NGOs, civil society groups, media, and foreign governments. The protection and promotion of religious freedom remains a key foreign policy priority for the United States. As daunting as the many challenges are that we face across the globe, we will not be deterred in the work that we do, said Ambassador Saperstein. This report is at once vivid testimony for the many whose plight might otherwise receive scant attention, and a document, a blueprint of what must be addressed to bring us closer to the day when religious freedom will thrive for all. Ambassador Saperstein added that U.S. government officials, including at the highest level, speak out regularly against abuses and violations of religious freedom, and raise these concerns directly with governments that fail to protect religious freedom.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies. And as usual, we now hand you over to Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Tonight, we have the pleasure of speaking to the National Vice President of the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Thandiwe Dube, who is currently receiving treatment after she blacked out during a 200-kilometer march from Murewa to Harare. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Ms. Dube.
Thank you very much.
Ms. Dube, you are part of the group of rural teachers that have been protesting from Murewa to Harare. Tell us a little bit about the protest.
Our protest, we have 10 demands that we have. Mainly, our salary is below poverty bottom line, that it may be increased so that at least we can have a better life. Secondly, we have rural allowance, which we are advocating that it goes up by 100%, like in other neighboring countries like Botswana, Mozambique, and Zambia. And we also have the issue of leave days. Those who are currently joining the service as women, they are going on unpaid maternity leave, whereas maternity is a national duty which should be paid for by the state. So we are demanding that we also have full payment, or if one goes on maternity leave, just like our counterparts, the soldiers and the nurses, since we are all government workers. We are also advocating for the infrastructure. Most schools in Zimbabwe have not been improved infrastructurally, especially after their construction. And this is also pulling down our education, quality of education in Zimbabwe. For example, now the government has introduced the STEM program. And this STEM program, if you go to rural areas, you hardly get 1 out of 10 schools in the rural areas that have a library or a functional laboratory. So how can our children who are learning in rural areas benefit from such programs which the state rolls out? So we want equal opportunities for children who are in rural areas and in urban areas. Then we also have the issue of vacation leave. Vacation leave is a priority that was withdrawn to us. And up to now, we don't know what is happening to the leave days we are accruing. So as women also, we have some grievances. For instance, like I am a mother, and if I have to take care of my children, I have to feed in vacation leave these days. Whereas I, as a mother, I'm supposed to be looking after my children. So those are some of the things that we are advocating for as rural teachers, especially as women. And I urge women to join us, because at the moment there are very few women who are willing to go out there and really show what is on the ground. They only wait for the male counterparts to act for them.
Talking about going out there, you were part of the marchers that were marching from Murewa, and you were going to march on foot 200 kilometers to Harare to hand in a petition. But something happened along the way. Tell us a little bit about that incident. What happened?
What happened is on Tuesday night, we were raided by 3 CIOs when we were at camp at Shambanaka. That's when we identified two of these CIOs, because he linked with one of our colleagues who were in the march. These two men, we had met them at Mtawa Tower, where we were supposed to firstly submit our petition there. And they're telling us that we must leave this area at once, or else we'll be heroes in our graves. So we left Shambanaka and went to Nakiwa, where we decided to spend the night. And then at Nakiwa, these three men, they came again, and now there were six. And they closed us in one of these unfinished shops, and they started interrogating us, took away our cell phones. That's when they took the president and our spokesperson. They took them away to, I don't know, for other interrogations from the main group. Then from there, I had a blackout. That's when one of the villagers managed to escape with me, and I spent the night there. Then on Wednesday morning, that's when I had to go to CFU, so that I get treatment.
We understand that when you fainted, you had your niece or nephew with you, and also that you are expecting. What made you decide, even with all those challenges, to carry on with the protest?
What exactly pushed me to leave home and go out there and join the march is that we as women, we tend to sit back and wait for our male counterparts to do the job for us. But I think it's high time we women went out today so that the state knows exactly what our plight is. Then they can act. Because once we sit at home and they think that everything is okay, but if we go out today, we actually prove a point that this is what we want, this is what is on the ground. I think action can be taken from this.
So moving forward, what are you going to do? We understand that some of your members were arrested after you left. Are you not afraid of getting arrested yourself?
No, I'm not afraid of getting arrested, because we are going out there for a cause, and we need the state to know exactly what we want. And once they are back on the road, I'm going to join them.
Time is not on our side. Thank you very much, Ms. Tandiwe Dube, the National Vice President of the Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, for having been our guest here on the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women.
Thank you.
As you now know, Studio 7's English broadcast ends tomorrow. This will be my last Women's Forum in English. But remember, we still broadcast in Shona and Ndebele. So don't forget to join me every Saturday on the Women's Forum in Shona. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Thanks very much, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. Top flight soccer club female physiotherapists, commonly known as medics, say It is hard to work in a male-dominated dressing room as they have to deal with some abusive fans and players, in addition to unwritten club rules and regulations that prohibit them from sleeping with their spouses ahead of soccer games. Reporter Arthur Chikoiriwa has more.
Some of the physiotherapists that have been ill-treated include Jacqueline Sarande, Gulf Wange Football Club, who faces many challenges like male egos and working hard to prove that they can do the job like their male counterparts. Jay, a Sarande guy is affectionately known in soccer circles, says her job ultimately speaks for itself.
You need to be able to handle all the male egos in soccer. Sometimes your advice as a therapist is taken with a pinch of salt because you are a woman, and culturally women are supposed to be subservient to men. But however, with time you learn to adapt to the different personalities.
Another medic, Sibusisiwe Mutunzi of Cholocho Football Club, says at times they are abused by football fans and players.
I once faced the challenge of being beaten by a certain Dynamos player.
Sarandega adds that she also once suffered in the hands of some Dynamos fans who called a prostitute when she entered the field of play to attend to an injured player.
My first experience was in Faro Stadium when we went for warm-up, and the spectators went, "Ure, ure, ure," and I was quite shocked. But I knew that I'm married and I'm not going out with any of the teammates or the players. So I just learned to develop a thick skin. That is from spectators.
In terms of the use of juju or traditional medicine in soccer, both say they are now used to it. Mutunzi simply says, when in Rome, one is to do what Romans do.
So whether there's juju, whether there's anything, I'm prepared for anything. I don't mind. The fact that I consider the boys and the coaches as my brothers. So anything that the coach wants, the coach or the players wants to do, I'm part of it. I was told that two to three days before the match, you should not engage yourself in any sexual activity. With your husband or without your husband, because I joined the team before I got married. So, you know, it's not a problem with me.
Former Warriors and the Zimbabwe Sevens Football Club striker Andrew Mai Maria Kadengu says it is rare for female medics to attend to players on the soccer field. But he stresses that there's nothing wrong with women taking up such challenges.
It was very uncommon for females to attend to players at the pitch. We had a professional like Dr. Herbert Ushokonze, who had a surgery of his own. He used to treat us as he was male. But then, probably if the injury persisted, a day after you'd get to his surgery and get attended to by a female nurse. So I would probably equate that to what's happening now.
Clubs are required by FIFA to have qualified physiotherapists on the bench, whether they are men or women. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoy, this is Ata Chigoriwa.
Premier Soccer League boss Kennedy Ndebele says the abuse of female medics is uncalled for.
From the way we have treated fans, officials or physiotherapists, we've viewed them as part of the family, as one family.
So now some are saying that whenever they attend to players on the pitch, they are normally abused by soccer players and fans. So how do you go around that?
Officially, that hasn't come to our attention. We see the couple of clubs that have female medics. Of course, we had one incident where a female medic was sort of abused, but we dealt with that situation. Where it involves the players and officials, it's easy to deal with. But maybe fans may shout abuse, but it's not something that we are encouraging, and it's not something that we are aware of, really, except for just that one incident that we had in 2014, I think.
That was Kenneth Ndebele of the Premier Soccer League speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. Now a recap of our top stories. A ZANU-PF member of parliament claims that whites are sabotaging Zimbabwe's economy, and female soccer medics say they are being ill-treated by players and fans. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Chris Gande. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. wishing you a pleasant evening and a very, very good night. And please note that this is our last Saturday broadcast, but stay tuned to Studio 7 in Ndebele and Shona. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
Siyabonga Gibbs Dube. Siyalambulela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngomgqibelo omhla ka 27 Ncwabakazi 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Lingalichona njani izulu kanindaba olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Ukutshengisela kwayizolo kuthiye umonakalo omkhulu edolobheni leHarare njalo kubikwa kulomunye ofileyo.
Kufuneka a complete overhaul of e-government. Nxa ngisithi a complete overhaul of e-government, nxa kuyinjini yemota kufuneka entsha yanikhithi lahle.
Udaba lwenkosi yamaNdebele seludale inkulumo, kanti vele ngubani oza kuba inkosi.
Othaka labomzilikazi bonke abazange babe zingamakhosi ngenxa yokuthi bakhethwe uNkulunkulu. Inkosi iyazalwa, okusho ukuthi uyise ufanele abe yinkosi yena ngokwakhe, kumbezana esikhosini, umunina ufanele laye ezalwa esikhosini endele enkosini.
Iqembu lama-Warriors lilungiselela imidlalo ye-Africa Cup of Nations. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ukutshengisela kwayizolo eHarare kuthiye umonakalo omkhulu kakhulu edolobheni leli njalo kulembiko ethi kulomunye ofileyo. Sikhuluma nje uMongameli Mgabe usuke elizweni izolo elubhekise kwele Kenya emhlanganweni we-International Conference on African Development. Sixoxe lowalwa impi yenkululeko unkosikazi Queen Maligwa ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngomumo welizwe alilwelayo.
Kuyangiphatha kakhulu ngoba mina ngisiya kulwa impi bengingaleli mina ngedwa. Bemela ukuthi ilizwe lonke, isizwe sonke seZimbabwe sikhululeke, sithole ukuthokoza lokuphila okuhle. Namhlanje nxa ngibona kule click yabantu abayibaba lokuphila okuhle bethokoza, abanye abantu bekhahlanezekile, bedubeka, kuba buhlungu kakhulu. Kanti
udubo lungaba lungaphi lapha, inkokheli kumbe uZulu ongasabuseki?
Lakithi lidlelelo nalaswela inkokheli eziqondileyo. Inkokheli ezitholakala eZimbabwe zaba zinkokheli ezithanda ukudla, ezigridi ngebala lesikhiwa, ezifuna ukuthi zibe yizo zodwa ezibonakala ziphumelele. Njalo labafowethu thina sesarojwa, especially thina ama-war veterans, ex-combatants, sesarojwa kakhulu ngemali okokuthi asisayazi le nto okumele siyenze. Sesiyithe sesikhahlameza abantu bethu. Khathesi ngesikhathi sokusina yikho sinanzelela ukuthi siyadubeka. Abantu bakwethu bonke bathwele nzima bayadubeka. Ukuthi sikulungisise khathesi sisukale, siyachaywa, siyakhahlanyezwa. Asila sibongo lokuthi sayilwela, salilwela leli lizwe. So khathesi nxa abantu bengikhona beqalisa ukuvuleka amehlo, kuba buhlungu kakho esizweni seZimbabwe.
Okokuthi manje nxa ukhangela ubona ungani ukuze kulungisiswe khona okwenzakala kathesi esikhona kathesi kungenziwani?
Kufuneka a complete overhaul of e-government. Nxa ngisithi a complete overhaul of e-government, nxa kuyinjini yemota kufuneka entsha yanikhithi lahle ngoba ivele ingcolile, njalo ayingeke yafaya phefoma kuhle futhi iyehlulekile 36 years zina. Khathesi esesikufuna ukuthi sitshintshe uhulumende esinaye, sifake uhulumende omutsha oza futhi lama-opposition parties wonke, yisikhathi sokuthi babambane bancedisane for the benefit of the country.
Lo ke ngunkosikazi Queen Maligwa owalwa impi yenkululeko ekuvuyo leZibra. Obekhuluma ecingweni leStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Sekuqhamuke ukudonselana kudaba lobukhosi bamaNdebele. ngeviki ezimbili ezedluleyo sixoxe lo mnumzana Stanley Raphael Khumalo othi nguye owakhethwa ukuba inkosi nguNkulunkulu. Lamhlanje sixoxa lo mnumzana Peter Zwidekalanga Khumalo othi uStanley Raphael Khumalo kayisuye inkosi njalo yena uchasisa ngokuthi kuyini okwenziwayo ngodaba lolo.
Hayi, amaNdebele lawa akwazi ukuthi aselenkosi ngoba othaka labomzilikazi bonke abazange babe ngamakhosi ngenxa yokuthi bakhethwe nguNkulunkulu. Inkosi iyazalwa, okusho ukuthi uyise ufanele abe yinkosi yena ngokwakhe, kumbe ezalwa esikhosini, umunina ufanele ilaye ezalwa esikhosini endele enkosini, kumbe inkosi ngokwayo ingakakhothami ifanele itshitshenisele ebantwaneni bayo ukuthi nguphi wakhona ofanele abe yinkosi. UNkulunkulu hayi ungamkhuleka kodwa akusho ukuthi angakhetha phakathi kwabantwana benkosi ukuthi oba yinkosi umbani. Ungabona sokusiwa yilokho sokuhambelana nje kwama-Pentecostal Church.
Kodwa uyatsho-ke ukubana ngumntwana wakuKhumalo, laye uzalwa kuKhumalo, yikho laye emele abe yinkosi.
Nxa ezalwa koKhumalo enguKhumalo yindaba engasebenzile abanye oKhumalo abazakalayo. Siyakumuzwa ukuthi uzalwa koHlangabeza. Ngatshela ukuthi uHlangabeza wazala abantwana abangaki. Njalo asitshele ukuthi babe ngobani, asitshele ukuthi onguye uyise mkhulu kumbe uyise lapha azalwa khona ngubani. Uyatsho yena nxa ekhuluma ukuthi uzalwa nguThuma, uzalwa nguMadube. Kasitshele ukuthi kanti ukuze antshise ukuba nguThuma kwakhe abe nguKhumalo wantshisa njani. Nga uyasitshela ukuthi sibone ukuthi ungena njani uHlangabeza, ngakungcono ngoba lo isemkhulu kamqamba ukuthi ungibala isibongo sakhe. Umqamba ngebizwa abe setitsha esezalwa koHlangabeza. AbakoHlangabeza abakatshi ukuthi bayamazi. Ngoba siyabazi abakohlangabeza. Kufanele abuye lamanye amakhumalo lapha azalwa khona ukuthi abantu bamazi ukuthi ye, hayi umntwana nangu nxa uzalwa kohlangabeza. Singakakhulumi nangobukhosi obuqala.
Lona udaba lobukhosi kanti vele lumi ngaphi okwakathesi ukuze uZulu abe wazi ukuthi hayi inkosi yamaNdebele isikhona? Uzabakwazi nini uZulu?
Mhlaka 6 November ngo-1997 izinduna ezine uNgungumbane, uSivalo, unyanga zonke lo Siphoso uDlodlo babiza abadala bakoKhumalo lezinye ingwevu babuza ukuthi into ngayasala ngathi kwavunyelwa ukuthi yasala endlini kaLobhengula. Bathi sipheni umntwana yiyo into ekadilokiseni. Mhlaka 31 December 2014 amaKhumalo jikelele ngobuningi bawo uStanley la engekho khonapho phakathi kwethu bavumela into ngayasala endlini kaLobhengula. Lapho indlu kaLobhengula ibilokhu ihlangana kusukela ngomnyaka ophelileyo abantu bechilo ngomgubho kamzilikazi sebefuna inkosi yabo. AbakaLobhengula uKhumalo ngendlela obubanzi bakhe layo behlangana indlu kaLobhengula siyavumelana ukuthi kuliqiniso njalo kubhaliwe kukhona ukuthi uNyamande ebantwaneni bakaLobhengula wagcotshwa ubukhosi ngemva uyise setshengisele ukuthi phakathi kwabantu bakhe yena nguye ofanele agcotshwe. Izibilo ezindala zalandela lelo siko ngokwazi kwalo isiko ngoba abadala babesazi isiko okungcono kulathi thina kathesi esesihlale labelungu okwesikhathi eside. Ngakho uNyamande wagcotshwa mhlaka 25 June 1896. So indlu yokuthi intonga ingaphi endlini kaLobhengula isisazakala phakathi kwendlu kaLobhengula. Nengo kufanele kwenziwe phezu kokuthi umntwana azakala ukuthi ngulo. Izinduna kufanele zaziswe, laba bantu kufanele ukuthi kube kuxoxiswane labo babonisane ukuze bazi ukuthi nxa kusiba lenkosi bazayiphatha njani ngathi inkosi yankosi. Ngakho kufanele ukuthi kube lento esingathi thina yisimo kumbe yi-structure kuqala esizakwenza ukuthi kubonakale ukuthi sikhuluma ngombuso lokukhokhela abantu, asikhulumi ngomuntu ofuna ukukhokhela abantu.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Peter Zwidekalanga Khumalo ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekwaBulawayo.
Le yi-Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha e-Voice of America eseWashington. Lisibamba kumakakase aku-909 meter wave, laku-shortwave 4930, 6065, laku-15460 kilohertz. Lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-imeyili kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com loba i-text message kuWhatsapp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318.
Okwamanje sengidedela emuva ngelitshiya ezandleni zikasithandekile Mhlanga.
Siyalamukela kuhlelo oluphathelane labesifazana, lilami uSithandekile Mhlanga.
Lamuhla sixoxa lomhlonitshwa unkosikazi Sipho Dube omela iBeitbridge East edalele eParliamente ekubandla leMDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai. Sicubungula impumela yokudingisisa okwenziwe yiCommittee elwela amalungelo abesifazana kuleli dali eyeWomen's Affairs ngokudlwengulwa kwabantwana.
Ya, indaba eyadingisopha ngayo sithi indaba yokudlwengulwa kwabantwana abancane abanye ngaba abadlwengulwa bayathathwa nabantu abadala. Lakho lokhu ukuthi abanye abantu abale zikhundla eziphezulu barepha abantwana bethemba ukuthi lanxa bengaze bemangalele bathembe izimali zabo. Nokuthi sometimes abanye abantwana abadlwengulwayo bona laba bengabantwana abangelabazali abakwanileyo futhi ngumntwana ngondliwa ngugogo lanxa esedlenguliwe kutholakala ukuthi besesikhathi abanemali baye besebenzisa amaloya kukanti kasiyo nto e-right ukuthi kusebenzisa amaloya ngodaba lokuthi umntwana udlenguliwe yena umntwana iloya uzalithatha ngasehlala nogogo engelokwakhe.
Kukhanya kubhahile yini ilizwe lonke kumbe ngezinye izigaba zelizwe kuphela?
Bahile singaphambi ukuthi indaba le ibhahile ibhahile ilizwe lonke but kulezinye izindawo lapho sibile okuthiwa hhayi special okulamansi njengabephostoli kakhulu special emashonaland kona emandebeleni kukhona sibili kuyenzakala kakhulu kodwa akukumeni njengangekwezinye izigaba zangapha emashonaland.
Kuyini eseliza kwenza ngalolu daba?
Umthetho ufanele uqiniswe ngokuthi abanye baze balinganisa ukuthi isigwebo somuntu odlwengula umntwana kasibe njengesigwebo somuntu ontshontsha inkomo. Ngathesi isigwebo somuntu ontshontsha inkomo siphezulu okokuthi abantu kathesi ukutshontshwa kwenkomo sokungani kuyehla ngenxa yokuthi abasayesaba ukuthi iminyaka yangikhona ungabanji imengi kakhulu. Umuntu kayedele ezwayo umdistebhile umntwana lwana kuphinde futhi kulungiseke nempilo yakhe yonke. Ngokuthi sona ngabe ukhuluma ngokuthi yona i-18 years leyo nxa sesithi siyayikhangela sibili umntwana uyabe esesemncane. I-18 years yona le sibili layitshengisa ukuthi umntwana uyabe esesengumntwana omunye uyabe esesesikolo omunye uyabe esesezandleni vele zabazali.
Ikomithi le yabesifazane akuqalisi lamuhla ibilokhu ikhankaselwa ukuthi isigwebo sabantu abadlwengula abantwana sikhwezwe. Yonke leyi imikhankaso iyanceda yini?
Ya, imikhankaso iyanceda. Iyanceda sibili sihlobo. Okukhona yikuthi sometimes amanye ama-challenge abakhona ebantwini. Abantwana bayarephwa, iindaba zangkhona zingathini zingamangalwa. Nxa sokuhanjwa laphana abantu besenza kubi-public hearing lihamba bebuza abantu. Yikho lapho kuvumbuluka khona ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi umakhelwane ngeke kubone okwenzakala kumntaka makhelwane. So ukuthi ayemangala kuyabe kumhlupha. Izindaba lezi kwesinye isikhathi zivumbuluka ngabantu ababe bona okwenzakala kumakhelwane. Uma yena uma yenzela izinto lezi engafuni engazange ahambe ayemangala udaba. So kuba nzima ukuthi umuntu uncedwa njani. Silathi njengabomama abeZimbabwe siyafisa ukuthi kwangkhona. Sibele lokubophana kokuthi nxa kuyikuthi icala lomuntu lingahambanga kuhle sikubone ukuthi umuntu lowu lecala singabomama bendawo sihambe siyedemonstrator sibili ngaphe emthethandaba ukuthi umuntu lowu kufanele agwetshwe ahambe
ejele. Sake sabona njalo okunye okudingisiswa kwenziwa khona ngapho eMath South ukuthi laba abantwana abasakhulayo bayazithwala kakhulu.
Iyenzakala especially kulezi kolo lezezinye anjoke ukuthi kwangkhona abantwana bayafunda ngithi eMath South kulesinye isikolo esibe le-highest yabantwana abazithwala besesikolo ethiwa yishapwe isecondary abantwana labo bahlala khathana sokwenzakalayo babuya abazali bebadingele iindawo zokuhlala emizini yabantu kumbeni kubulawe kulomuzi ongahlali abantu abaye South Africa barente khona abantwana lana behlala bebodwa kube sokukhanya ukuthi abantwana labana balefreedom and then babe bethathana beyimtshado ngokuthi abala muntu obakhangelayo bahlala bodwa and kwesinye isikhathi mnengikubonayo ukuthi abantwana abanye abalezisi bebancane kwesinye isikhathi kuyabe kusukela khonokho kona laba abantu abadala abangosho ugadethi umuntu athathe
iadvantage yokuthi umntwana lwana uyaswela nje kumbeni uvele esikolo khampana umntwana la sebona okwenza esikolo sephongukhawukela khonokho okwenzakalayo and udaba lonololo luningi kakhulu plus endaweni ezinjengeza ngezangapha e-Bike Bridge isikhathi esiningi ungathola ukuthi abantwana kwesi sikhathi bahlala bodwa abazali bayasebenza e-South Africa so kuyenzakala futhi khonokho.
Leyo balaleli bekuyingxoxo lomhlonitshwa unkosikazi Sipho Dube omela iBite Bridge East edalele ePhalamende ekubandla leMDC elikhokhelwa ngumnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai. Asidibaneni njalo kuhlelo olufanayo ngomgqibelo ozayo lizwe ukuthi siliphathelene okutsha. Lilami uSithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Hayi, siyabonga Sithandekile. Okwezemidlalo lamhlanje iqembu elimela isizwe emdlalweni wenguqu elama Warriors liphakathi kwamalungiselelo omdlalo weAfrica Cup of Nations kwele Gabon. Iqembu leli lizaqala kusasa ukulolonga eCamp. Siqoxele sikhulumele isenhlanganiso yezifa uXolani Gwesela.
Ikempu yabo bazaba kukempu kuzokuyafika mhla ka 4 September umpandula ke lo lapho abazadlala khona neqembu legini khona legini eConakry.
Abadlali abakhangelelweyo ukuthi bazadlala ngabasekhaya kuphela kumbe bayavunyelwa lalabo abasemazweni?
Ukhethi wethu uKhalito Basua usekhethe abadlali abadlalela kuleli lizwe efrwathi ngamalocal best players labanye abadlalela kwamanye amazwe ama-foreign best players ama-player abadlali laba sizakhuma ngokwabo kusasa lapha ubaba uPasua azabaqamba khona ngababizo bonke.
Amalungiselelo wona la libona ezahamba kahle na okokubana imali ikhona njalo losekelo lukhona?
Amalungiselelo azikhangeleki azihamba kuhle kodwa sihlala sikhuluma phela ukuthi ama-national teams lawa ama-Warriors ayasikhuluma ngawo kumele athole usekelo kuzulu kwenze weleZimbabwe kumele athole usekelo oluvela kuhulumende athole usekelo oluvela kumakhampani nosekelo oluvela ebantwini abanjengawe Chris Gande khona ngapho kwele-Washington DC sifuna ukuthi sibambane njengelizwe ukuze ama-Warriors lawa ayenqoba kumdlalo ye-Cape Town Gabon 2017 finals umnyaka ozayo.
Lo ke nguXolani Gwesela isikhulumeli senhlanganiso yezifa ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Ingoma kamuyi uPop Mali eyachayelwa ke iZimbabwe ithola uzibuse Zimbabwe. Sigqiba ke uhlelo ngayo kodwa singakedlukani ke sikhangele ebesilazo indaba lamhlanje. Ukutshengisela kwayizolo ukuthi umonakalo omkhulu edolobheni leHarare njalo kubikwa kulomunye ofileyo. Udaba lwenkosi yamaNdebele seludale inkulumo. Iqembu lama-Warriors lilungiselela imidlalo ye-Africa Cup of Nations. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje olivalelisayo igama nguChris Gande lilale.
have been listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murare zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.